Hey there, kids. It's me, Oni the Unicorn. And I'm here to tell you that f***ing your dreams ain't cheap. In fact, it costs a f***ing ton of cash to do. So that's why me and the Oh No Radio Show need your help. Just go to the website displayed below and hit us up with some cash, yo. $1, $5, f*ck, $1 million if you have it to spare. Any amount is appreciated. Well, I gotta go because these dreams ain't gonna f*ck themselves. See ya!
No!
No! God, please, no!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And now.
Oh, no!
Oh, no. Oh, hell no!
You are listening to the Oh, No Radio Show.
Eat a bag of dicks.
You know, it's really good to be back because I've needed somebody else to talk about birds masturbating with.
Uh-oh. Where's my song? There it is. Come on. You can play it. You can play it. Where's it gone? What the fuck? Oh, I love it when a computer freezes, right? As like you start the show. That's right. We are back again here on a Wednesday night. And honestly, usually when things go horribly wrong at the beginning of the show with a technical issue, it usually means that we are going to have a good show.
It usually does.
Barn burner.
It's been a long time since the three of us have got together. It's been a lot of me and Ty lately. It's been a bit of me and Mike, being like, where are you, bro? Where are you going to do a show? A lot of that's been happening. But for those of you that are just tuning in, maybe this is your first time. God, if this is your first time listening, go away. Save yourself. Don't even try.
Join in now.
Pants. Don't even try to understand.
Listen back to the 12 years.
12? Yeah. Listen back to every single episode for you to understand what we're doing. Oh, and great. Now we've even lost the Zoom connection that will be the whole basis of the show. Like I said, sometimes when you have technical issues, these make for some of the greatest shows. And if this is your first time listening, my name is Owen. I am the captain of the shit ship. Along with me is my mustache muse, Mikey, and the lizard wizard himself, Ty. Ooh, we're off to a swimming start, boys.
Playing weird songs, if the songs play at all.
If they play at all.
Freezing. We are a professional podcasting organization.
Well, it's like they say about, you know, like my studio, it's like with motorcycles or boats.
If you don't fire it up
every once in a while, things go all haywire. The carburetors get all kind of gunked up.
Gotta breathe them out.
Yeah. So that's where we're at right now. We're just kind of like revving the engine a little bit. We're getting the juices flowing.
The internet hasn't flowed that hard to your house in a minute. You got to blow out those lines.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. But why don't we just start first off, guys, with why we haven't done a show? And I do want to say it sucks, man. Let's just say work sucks. And
I hate working. I'm going to say it right now. Guys, I've been playing the lotto heavy.
Let's quit. Let's just all quit. It's just all.
That's how they get you, Mikey. That's how they get you. That's how the lotto gives out.
I'm just buying like the $2
the
ticket.
Scratch off.
No. Just the regular, big money lotto, man.
You ain't gonna get out of your hole on that, man. I think that we need to go big. I think we need to get like.
It's money laundering.
I like money laundering. I've always been a fan of a good money laundering. Let's get into a good scheme. What sort of con scheme can we get into to
crack?
All right, I'm into it.
Pyramid scheme, like mega crack.
we get you to get hooked on crack to sell. To do the crack to sell friends to other people.
No one
your
can get
friends.
Hooked on it.
This is Walter White style. We're not doing it. We're just making it real cracky for all the crack people.
I will
super crack.
I want to sell like mid grade, like mid potency crack. Average. I'm talking
not the best.
Average.
Yeah.
Crack.
I like that. Average.
I want there to be worse crack out there, but I also don't want to be spending all my time and effort making the best.
Because we don't also want like everybody in town chasing us down. Like, oh, these guys got the best crack. Like that's when you get in trouble. It's when you're selling the mid-level crack. You'll be fine.
We need like a trademark though. Like it was blue in the fucking. And Walter White.
Well,
like,
it'll be purple with us, won't it?
Oh, purple.
No,
purple crack.
All the bags will just have me on the bag, shrugging my shoulders, going, eh?
I don't know if that's going to be great for like staying undercover, but I do like the marketing. I do like the marketing idea of it. Oh, okay. Just the mustache is on there.
The new intro to the show.
Flat. It's
Mikey,
like,
my cracky muse.
Yeah. Flat brim. And it's just the picture of you, but it's got like the bar, like the black bar this. Over your face and, or like over your eyes and nose. Keeps your nose, blurs out your mouth, eyes and mouth, mustache, flat brim. And it's right there. Work does suck. I think kind of for all of us, right? Like working, I want to find a way to get out of work. Like constantly. I like the idea of not working ever again. I'm trying to find
Amen.
I'm trying to find a way to do that. That would be good.
I have been toying with the idea of starting a microgreen farm. Owen,
propagating. I mean,
I'm gonna get a shed.
Okay. All right. I got more plant talk to do later, but we can certainly talk some plants. I mean,
did all wandering Jews die?
No, you know what? They were close to dying, but I saved the Jews. The Jews. I did. Can I bring up something real quick too? Apparently you can't say that now. Like the wandering Jew thing is something you're not supposed to. You know what they call them on the internet now? Because wandering Jew is offensive. They want us to call them wandering dudes. And I don't know how I feel about wandering dudes.
What about wandering lords of the media?
Okay. Wandering elite. The wandering elite.
Oh, God.
The wandering God's chosen people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The wandering in charge of us all. The wandering bankers.
The wandering Jesus was one of us.
The wandering noses.
You know what? Okay.
The wandering underground New York tunnels.
Oh yeah. Those were some good Jews though. Those were some like,
you know, that burned hot for like a week and now
no one talks about the Jews in the tunnels in New York.
They made them stop. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Did they?
They did
somebody put attention? A stop to it.
Man, I miss a good Jew tunnel. Those were the days 3 weeks ago. Those were the days.
Oh man. We had Jews popping out of tunnels under little news boxes. It was crazy.
So you're thinking about what are microgreens in your world? Like what are you defining as microgreens that you want to grow? Is this the stuff that like goes into all these like superfood plant like powder things? Is that a microgreen or
it's mostly just for like chefs and like garnishing.
Okay.
The cool thing is though,
parsley.
Like they
I got parsley growing.
It'd be stuff like that, but they're all just these like little micro versions of like greens that you'd have in salads and stuff like that.
Okay, all right.
So you sell them to stores and high end restaurants.
Yeah, we can do this.
We are in a hospitality heavy field where people need these little microgreens, and all I got to do is apply myself. So I'm probably going to set up a little shed and then eventually quit my job to just grow microgreens all day and smoke weed.
Pretty sure you live in an apartment. I'm not sure where you're going to do this.
You just get some shelves. You get some shelves and some lighting.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
And my wife dropped a bombshell on me 2 days ago that we have to move in April.
What?
I did not. April.
I did not know that.
That's
wait a
like
minute.
Next month, man.
Yeah, that's
yeah. No, no shit, Ty.
This is new. Okay, all right. You're just what? You don't want to re-sign the lease? So you gotta.
We told them we were leaving.
Oh, did you forget about that part?
She told them we were leaving.
Oh, so where are you going? That's not.
Well, that's what I'm trying. I've just figured that I'm trying to figure that out right now.
Okay. You know what? I can do some things. I'll smoke some people out of some places in my neighborhood, and we'll you know what I mean. We'll get them out of their places so you can get
what,
in.
What about the other squatter side spot? What about the other side of your house, there, Owen?
Well, we got. I mean, that'd be great if we could make that happen. But there's a crazy old lady over there that I can't get rid of. So you know,
tell your landlord that you have a better tenant.
I don't think he cares about that. But we can try. If all else fails, we can get your microgreen operation over to mine. We can do the microgreens over at mine. Of course, I will make 90% of the money, and you will make 10%.
Yeah, until you don't know. I don't think we're going to move it over to yours. I think
that's what you should do. It's probably going to be the best for the operation. You know, I've got the greenhouse. You know, I'm the plant master. Okay. I saved the Jews. I'm the plant master. I saved the Jews. I'm already growing chives and basil. And I think I saw a sprout of cilantro the other day. So we're halfway there. So we're halfway there. Right.
Yeah. And then, you and all the 5-year-olds in the beginner's herbology class. You guys are really coming along.
Well, what do you got growing, Mike?
Nothing right now. Nothing. Because we're moving in less than a month, so I don't want to plant nothing.
Well, you could start propagating. You could start growing some seeds. You could make a mini greenhouse, bro.
I don't want to put the plants through that. The trauma of a move.
You don't know what you're doing. You don't know because you don't know what you're doing. I'll save a Jew. You know, they were in stress too.
I don't have any. Saved them. I don't have any wandering dudes.
There. Well, I will tell you this: when you do, and you fail at it, you bring them to me, and I'll save them for you. Okay. All right.
I understand and appreciate that, even though I don't think I'm going to fail. Not a big guy on failing.
Okay.
Propagation contest.
Oh yeah, I will propagate so many more. I'll be greening it up, baby.
This is gonna end with you both having like children, and it's gonna be bad.
I'm not gonna propagating too those. Much. I don't want to propagate those. I'm not Mormon. In fact, wait, who has more children, Jews or Mormons?
Mormons,
right? Yeah, I relate more closely to my Jew brethren, and I will.
I honestly don't think you're allowed to say that.
Why? Why not?
He saved so many wandering Jews,
and I have a big nose. I have a real big nose, so I'm
see. He's included. He's part of the culture.
I've always kind of, I love Curb Your Enthusiasm too. I feel like that makes me part Jew. Like that's half of what you need, right?
Yeah.
Some of what you need. Yeah.
Don't like
pretty
work.
Much all of
don't
it.
Like work, like money. Don't, big nose, not big on propagation. Tunnels. I've always liked tunnels. I have always liked tunnels. Okay. Big fan. So,
The tunnel thing we've learned is a big deal now.
Also, kind of like, who's more into tunnels, Mexicans or Jews? Because I mean, they Ooh. Like me too. They like me too. The Mexicans, I'm kind of half Mexican. I did marry, you know, a Hispanic woman. So it means I'm half that too. I basically got all the bases covered.
No.
And then they grow a lot of stuff. They're good with that. So once again, I'm your guy. 90%, 10%. Remember that. 90, 10. See?
It'll be great. You'll work like 17-hour days. It'll be cool. So, for, you know, 6 days a week.
Yeah. So I will say, though, that
I did that. That's not cool. I'm going to tell you right now. I just got finished doing all that.
I was just about to bring that up. Mikey.
Fucking cool.
Man, you've been working way too hard, which I look at a sign of weakness. If somebody that works way too hard, it's a sign of weakness. Too many hours, not enough money. This guy was working 70, 80 hours a week. Ridiculous. Yeah. Sign of weakness, sign of a weak man, of somebody that can't stand up for himself and not.
I'm just gonna say I'm like the absolute opposite, because I'm only famous at work for how much I'm not there.
See, this is Ty. This is also why we've gotten along for so many years. I might make fun of you for it, but I admire your lack of ambition and dedication to work.
Yeah.
Like it's honestly,
it's gone through waves with me where I'm insecure and very happy about it.
Yeah, but
I'm kind of in an okay range right now.
You're in the right place right now. See,
I tried for a while to get out of restaurants while I was at Marlowe's.
Mm-hmm.
I tried, and really the only thing that they were going to do was let me work in warehouses. Oh. For some reason, like, they didn't.
Did that forklift training, homie? Oh, forklifts are fun.
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun, but it's more work, less money.
Is it less money? I don't know.
Usually, probably.
Some of those jobs pay okay.
Yeah, they can.
My kitchen pay had already hit like $23. I can make good money in a kitchen, but most of the time, no matter what kitchen I go to, within about 5 or 6 months, they're like, "Why aren't you running some portion of this?"
Yeah, because you're so good.
It's ambition. Yeah. I don't even show it.
No,
I just show up and I think that's where I know that, at least in my industry, the bar has come so low.
That you're a warm body that actually shows up.
And I don't like mouth off. I generally just do my job. And they're like, God damn.
This guy's a stone cold killer. He's what they call in our industry a rock star. And then they keep making you do more work and for the same money. Well,
I mean, I get, that's the thing at Marlowe's. I started Marlowe's at $13.50. Mm. And you know, by the end of it, I'm making like $22.
Yeah. That's pretty, you know, that's a pretty good, yeah, it's a pretty good raise for sure, for sure.
And that was under 2 years.
But you were working. You were working
40 hours a week.
Okay, well, that's not too bad. You're working 40 hours a week.
Survive. Dude, it was, I don't want to shit talk.
Still
but
too
it was
much.
Kind of nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to get down to the 24 hour a week, you know.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
I think that's about right. You know, like I'll do a 32. Do that.
No bullshit, like doing my taxes and shit when I look at it.
Yeah.
I am basically a part-time employee making full-time benefits, and it's perfect.
See, yeah, that's the way it should be, Ty. And then you do
when it comes down to the hours worked, I literally just work a little over half of my hours in the course of a year. It's nuts.
I looked at my tax return and I'm like, wow, I'm poor. Like I did not.
I could make a lot more money if I went to work.
Yeah.
I mean, all of it's allowed. It's not like I'm calling out and being a dick. It's just like if time comes up and it's available and we're slow, do what you want.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
See, nowadays for me, it's all right. So we aren't working 6 days a week anymore. We're still working five. And four of them are all day.
10 to 12 hour type.
Explain
shifts.
All day. Yeah.
10 to 12. 10 to 12. That about right?
If you're the early guy, you're in at 9:30 and we get out at about 10:30.
But you were able to put a kibosh to your 70 to 80 hour work weeks. And you've now gotten it to where you're only down to what? Like a 50 hour work week, something like that.
It's like 55 to 60 somewhere in
That's
there.
That's still too much, man. You're still,
so much work.
So much work. Oh God, why?
What my big issue is where everybody else's salaried average. Like if you're a salaried worker at an office, and I assume most of them are. It's just you show up for your 40, you get paid blank every week.
Where I've heard differing things with this though too, because a lot of salaried employees, especially when you get to like a supervisor or management level, they're expecting minimum 50, right? So like,
okay, my industry has for some reason decided that no matter what management salaried position you take, 55 is like the bare minimum that you will work in a week.
See that? I don't know, man. Like it, I feel like your industry has suffered, and it doesn't make sense when everybody else.
Let's unionize. Let's fucking throw this shit over. Yeah. Pay me for my hours.
There's got to be a restaurant union, right?
Actually, that is kind of a funny question.
I've never heard of a like general restaurant workers union.
It feels like it's one of those things that should kind of exist
in a way, right?
Right. Like I understand it in places like Florida, right to work states, unions don't have a lot of power, but in places where there are like union heavy states, you know, like your New York's and your, I don't know, you're like, I think Michigan's big on that. Right. So like those places, you would think that they would have like some sort of like, right. You know, workers' rights unions.
And maybe they do. But I know here in Florida, it's always been very much of that. Like, if we even heard one, the idea that you'd have to do it, it would only work in like chain restaurants because no mom and pop is going to pay money to a union.
Yeah.
Or,
well, fuck the mom and pops then. Fuck the mom and pops. Like, I don't know if anybody wants to save the small business. No, fuck that shit if you're not going to pay.
Applebee's for everyone.
Small business equals small wages, bitch.
Well, the problem is restaurants, the margins are already so poor that you really can't.
We talked about this a few weeks back, Mike. We had a show where there was some place that was basically like charging, like, and it would put it on their menu. That was like, hey, we understand.
Was it?
No, it wasn't Wendy's. It was a smaller, like, mom and pop type place. And they were like, hey, we understand that these prices might seem expensive to you, but here's what we're doing. We are raising basically like items. I want to say it was like 20%, like, on each item on the menu. This is more expensive than you will pay at other places, but we are able, because of this 20, 25, 30% even on some items, to now be able to have health care, have, you know, like, basic, like, you know,
right,
you know, rights for our workers. Like, this is what needs to happen. I have no problem paying more money for an item if it means, and also a lot of these places are not accepting tips anymore. Right. Like, if you're going to that model, then you need to take away the tipping model, which I'm all about. Just make a price and pay your people well. I'm fine with that.
Is it true, though, that, like, service in Europe and in these places where they just pay servers a standard wage is lackluster in some senses?
I think it will definitely suffer case to case, but you also have then the ability to probably get rid of shitty employees because people are going to work for you, want to work at this company, right? Instead of the place where I'm not going to be treated as well. So I think the trade-off does actually kind of work. You see it in the UK, right? They don't have a tipping culture. You might get the odd tip if you're, you know, working at a pub or, you know, what have you, but only for really good service. But those people, like, they treat it as their careers. They treat it not just like the job in high school or college to make extra money. No, they treat it like, because they're getting proper. I mean, obviously, they don't have to worry about healthcare and all that in the UK and in Europe. But yeah, you can make a living wage doing that, whereas that does not exist here. I'm sure that, like, you know, there are plenty of people over there hustling, working a lot of hours. Say you were to do that consistently in the UK, you wouldn't have to worry about your health care, right?
Yeah.
You were working 80 hours a week. You'd be able to own a home in a few years doing that because you hustled and did that. Then after you did that, you would kind of, like, pull back and then, you know, hopefully be able to. And then that's up to you. Our current system does not allow that. Our current system is forcing you to take a gamble on, I'm going to work my ass off, pick as many shifts up as I can, get as much tips and be as great as I can. But that's not a guarantee that you're going to get that amount of income coming in to be able to, like, qualify for a mortgage, because they want to see guaranteed income. They don't want to see what you might make in tips. That's fucking out the right.
Well, and that's where a lot of the servers who would tell you back in the day, like, oh, you know, it's a great industry. You don't pay taxes, and, you know, you don't make anything in a paycheck because all your taxes get eaten out of your paycheck, but you just don't claim any money. You look like the most inefficient server in the world because you just don't make any tips. But nowadays, like, I don't know how servers do it, because nearly, you know, when I was doing Marlowe's, it was like 80% of all the tipping was done over a card.
Right. Like, so you wouldn't be able to hide that income. You would you would have to do that.
Everything's declared, man. Like,
everything's and to that same token, it's tough. Like, honestly, it's tough in industries like even myself when I freelance, right? Which I'm going on a gig here, you know, which will, you know, I'll make a good chunk of change. I'm flying out on Saturday. But, like, that income is not guaranteed year to year. So a bank who's offering a mortgage can't say, well, we know he's going to make this, right? Like that. Right. So I don't know. It gotten way deep in the weeds on this too early on. The point is, that hopefully our schedules should be clearing up enough, mine included. I don't know about you, Ty. It doesn't seem like you've had much of an issue regardless. But me and Mikey
just said I only work half of my hour
over the course of a year. It has been busy, but yeah.
But that being said, I do have a good feeling that coming up soon, we'll be able to get more consistent shows out to you on more regular days of the week. Speaking of which, it's why we've chosen not to do the death pool tonight, but to focus on when we get back, when things are really in the swing of things. We will do the death pool draft. It is not something I've forgotten. But when we want to make sure that that's kicked off the right way. And that'll probably be here in a couple of weeks because it feels good that we're fine. I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel, that things can get back to some normality and we can start, you know, kicking off Oh No Radio Show in the way it needs to be for the year. So that's, I guess, the good news. The bad news. Did you know that birds masturbate?
Why is that bad?
Well, yeah,
let them be freaky.
I'll tell you. How much of experience have you had with birds in your life? Like birds as pets?
Never had a bird pet, but I've been in front of plenty of bird pets.
Right. And
my grandfather had a bird pet.
And both of you have held bird pets, even though you've maybe not had them, right? Like you've held bird pets.
I held Pepe for a while.
Yeah, all right. So I had a couple different cockatiels growing up, right?
And were your parents bird people?
Only with those two. Oh, it was like, I think it was one of those things. My mom didn't like dogs, and they didn't really want a cat.
Let's get a bird.
So yeah, I think it was just a way to like, oh, they wanted something that was easy to take care of, and oh, we'll do the bird.
Was it down
thing,
to like
right?
bird or lizard?
I don't think my mom would have ever. No, lizard was off the table. Like with my mom. No.
Come on.
Nah, 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 nah. No lizards involved. But yeah, I did. I grew up kind of with these couple of birds. One was an asshole. One was really cool. But I used to hold birds all the time. I used to sit them on your shoulder, walk around the house, all that. What type of bird was Pepe? Do you know?
I think he's one of these little Senegal parrots.
All right, so he's a little parody thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what I have learned in my time on the internet over this last couple weeks is that birds do masturbate, and it is it's a weird thing. So basically, if you've ever met like an easily handled bird and you pet it like a dog or a cat, you're signaling to it that you are its mate and you want to mate with it. So this freaked me out because used to do that a lot with with birds. So the birds probably wanted to fuck me, and it sounds like I was getting off my birds. That's probably why they liked me so much, because I was getting off my childhood birds when I didn't know it. Did you ever do this to Pepe?
How old were these birds, Ellen?
I think the oldest one before it died, we don't know the other one. We gave one away, but like one of them died pretty young. I want to guess six.
Wow, you're a fucking pervert, dude.
I'm a bird pedo, bro. Like I was getting off. Well, I was young too. I wasn't 18 yet either, you know. So we were having young bird relations. I was getting
I can see the indie movie right now. I see the trailer rolling. Just young
birds
open.
Behind the sun.
So here's from Reddit. My wife and I currently have 8 rescue exotic birds. And had a cockatoo.
That's
for a
fucking
while.
That's 7 fucking too many exotic.
Yeah, it is.
God damn.
And had a. Imagine how loud their house is too. Just mm-hmm. Gah, gah, gah.
Fucking
oh, they do. They just think
it's all fucking day, bro. Shut up.
You learn to tune it out after a while, but like, your neighbors, Oh, they hate you. Your neighbors, your neighbors absolutely hate you. They can hear it. They had a cockatoo for a while that was very hormonal, and the owner that was rehoming it could never understand why. When we went to meet with her and she sat on the couch and petted it like a dog, I immediately knew what the issue was, and we ended up having to find a new home for it through the rescue we volunteer and rescue birds with. It was so hormonal, it was destroying everything in the house and a semblance of a normal life with us and the other rescues. Basically, don't pet a bird like you would your cat or a dog. You're telling it you want to make babies. What you can do is the little scritches on the back of the head or back of the neck. Some also like the cheeks. Avoid their backs. Avoid using your full palm. Just finger wiggles. If they fluff their neck feathers up, it means they're enjoying it in the right way. Petting it with gliding stroking motions from head towards tail is signal mating. If a bird starts crouching low and kind of making a shivering motion, sometimes vocalizing quietly, you're making them horny. My birds did that all the time.
Owen's like, I remember that vividly.
I do remember that vividly. And it
Owen's
does...
out here jerking off his birds.
I didn't know I breathe. Was... I didn't know I was jerking off birds as a youth. Do you think you jerked off Pepe?
Did they pee on you a lot?
No, because like I would always like scritch him on his chest.
I don't know. I mean, I think that sounds like it's okay, but you never know. You might have been. You might have been. And I see where you're going with that. You guys peed on my birds. Peed on me a lot. Well, yeah. they do pee and poop out of the. They got a hole for that. What is it? The coke?
Oh, the cloaca.
Cloaca. Yeah, they got a whole hole for that. And they did. Well, they'll just do that, period. But I think Ty was asking, because he's a pervert, if my birds were squirters. And I resent that remark, sir. I resent that remark.
Of course, his birds were fucking freaks.
Yeah.
They squirted all over me all the time.
Dirty birds.
But. I did not know that, and I just wanted to pose it to you. If you guys had any concept, I guess they'll do it to themselves, right? They'll sort of rub their backs on certain like toys and things, and they'll get themselves off by like doing a thing, and then they go and do their little shivery motion thing, and then they're
birds
like,
are fucking gross, dude.
Fucking birds be all jacking off everywhere, bro.
Birds aren't real.
Well,
I think some of them might be real.
I feel like it's a half and half scenario, but it
but the one half definitely masturbates.
Definitely masturbates. The ones that are real
are fucking jerking it.
That brings up another point. If birds aren't real and half of them are robots, will robots jerk off? Do you think that robots
I'm going to say yes, but they won't. I won't really enjoy it.
Programming to jerk off. I don't think they will. I don't think they will. I don't think they'll be void of that part of things.
They got to look authentic.
Oh, so you're saying it's like a disguise. Like do you think a human robot that's like, so it's like a sim, what is it in a Blade Runner? There are symbiotes or something, right? So they're supposed
replicants.
To be. So there's replicants. That's the one I'm looking
for.
Right?
Yeah.
So they're looking. So like they're trying to disguise themselves as close to humans as possible. In their programming, you're right. They would have to be programmed to jerk off. Now
I wouldn't program them without that function.
Do robots? What did do robots jizz? Do robots?
Fully functional.
I mean, I don't know
if they're made to be fully functional. I think they are.
How would Johnny Five jerk off?
Like what? First of all, he would need input.
He would need. Yeah,
he would need input.
He would need input.
All right, and more of it,
and
more input,
and mostly from an Indian man.
Somehow
I was a white guy that who was playing brownface.
Well, in the context of kayfabe in the movie, he was an Indian man. right?
That is true.
Wait, yeah. Would it be cheaper to get an Indian guy to do the porn or to get a to brown face a white guy?
Indian.
Oh, in
yeah.
Porn?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Indians are cheap. You can get an Indian.
Oh, man.
You can get an Indian. Oh,
bro. I don't know that you can.
Indians. Way cheaper to get to jerk off than a white guy dressed in Indian brown face.
Wait, what if he's just getting, is Johnny Five getting fucked or is Johnny Five jerking somebody off?
I mean, if he wants
he's jerking
so much
himself
input,
off from the input.
I think Johnny Five's the bottom.
Wait a minute. Do you think it would be cheaper, like if you just like wanted to pace a human being to jerk off, do you think it would be cheaper to get just a white guy to jerk off, an Indian guy to jerk off, or a white guy in brown face to jerk off? Which one's the cheapest?
I mean, all the right. Stipulation is the thing that makes it like something you could charge more money for.
I go Indian, natural Indian, the cheapest. White guy, no brown face, the middle. White guy in brown face, the most expensive.
All right, I agree.
I don't want to agree with you.
I agree with you that the white guy in brown face is the most expensive because you have to pay to make that go away at the end. But I will submit that Indian is the middle option because the pool of Indians that will be willing to jerk off on camera probably a little bit smaller.
Probably no, there's so many. No. There's so many more of them, and they're. Oh my god! You see over there is shit everywhere in the streets. Like they're just looking to make a dollar. That's why they're doing all their scammings. That's
and they'll make a cheap one that's like a Bollywood jerk off with dancing and shit like that, but it'll still be like $2.
That is your upper echelon Indian jerk off film, though. The one that one might be a little more expensive.
But I submit that there are white guys out there doing it for free constantly.
There's probably Indian guys doing it out there for free
I
constantly.
Would say
and
everybody.
There's, again, there's more of them. Look, there's way more Indians than white dudes. Just by law of averages, you're going to find an Indian. Yeah, it's Indian guy all the way. I want to see the Johnny Five porno, though. Now we need to figure out that one. Johnny Five, it's alive. I mean, that's.
I bet you it exists. I'm gonna search later.
I'll search it. Johnny Five porno.
Or let's see what happens.
Is it called Shorter Circuit?
God damn!
Johnny Five.
I bet his circuit ain't so short.
Might not be. Porno. Johnny Five porno. All right. Johnny Five gay porn.
I told you he's the bottom.
I think that Johnny Five is the name of a gay porn star. So we learned something new today. I am not clicking.
Has nothing
on that.
To do with the movie.
I don't think so. Okay, now I'm gonna do Short Circuit porno. Short. Does anybody use the term porno or is it just porn now? I feel like porno.
Mostly, I think it's porn, unless you're an older.
Okay.
And those are like porno, like regularly.
Short circuit orgasm. That's like some way too technical thing for me. This is getting. Wait a minute. Okay. Short
in my
circuit.
Mind, I picture like Johnny Five, the dildo machine, just fucking going wild.
Hang on. Short Circuit, 1986 English.
What would you do if you get a video like this?
Uh oh.
Willing to drive 10 minutes to meet older women who just.
Oh, that's an ad.
That's an ad. Oh,
the old lady ads, they come up all
no,
the time.
No, but I just hope that they put the entire movie Short Circuit on Pornhub.
I know, right?
Not on Pornhub.
Yeah, that's what I'm
not on Pornhub, but at ma6tube.com, which is a full porno site. And yet someone put the whole short circuit up on
That's
there.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
It's the actual movie?
Yeah, the whole movie, 1986. It's there. It's really good quality, too.
Honey, reassemble.
I know you don't understand.
Oh, and send me that link. I'm going to watch that later tonight.
Really good quality. Like, this is better quality than, like, Hulu. Like, this is really quality. I'm impressed. MAT 6-tube. What else is on here? Let me check this out.
While searching for porno, found a porno site that just had a lot of good links.
Yeah, it just has a really like quality MPEG distribution, you know, like system. All right.
Good on you. Good on you, yeah. MA 6-tube.
MAT 6-tube. M-A-T.
Oh, I apologize.
High quality, unlicensed material. MA6-2.
You know what,
sponsor though? Oh No Radio Show.
Literally everything else that I'm looking at here. Oh, no, Big Bang Theory's on it. You can go watch Big Bang Theory.
Are you sure it's not porn?
I don't know. Big Bang. I think it's some, like, Indian.
Oh, is it Bollywood Big Bang Theory?
Are
they have sex?
None of us are going to be able to keep from crying during that last tape.
Oh, it's just an Entertainment Weekly clip interviewing the Big Bang Theory cast on why it's time for the show to end.
Writing somehow, because that's inevitable.
Do they then have sex?
In once again,
fix the plumbing.
Once again, beautiful quality. Like, I'm really just like, I'm blown away by this, like, whatever codec they're using. They really got it down. Like, MA6-tube might be the next step in online distribution of the video format.
Changing the game.
Yeah, give me something else. Just name a movie. Top Gun. Let's just see. Yeah, Top Gun.
It's got to be Top Gun porn.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's real deep in the butt.
Whoa.
That's not what I was looking for. All right, we got Top Gun Maverick 2020 full movie. Nope, this one not so good. This one not the quality I'm looking for. MAT6-tube, let me down. Well, you never know, though. That could come in handy, especially if you're looking for, you know, Short Circuit, you know, or other.
Squash. Dead.
You know I always am, though.
Disassemble. Dead. Disassemble. Dead.
Dead.
Hey, slow down.
You can hear how good it is. I mean, even the audio quality.
Audio's pretty solid, yeah.
I mean, it's fucking on there. Like,
let's not give it too much traction. I want this to stay up long enough so I can watch it.
Right. One more time from the top. Who is your programmer?
Me.
Jennifer Belair.
Oh, that's it. Who, like, that's in the porno, the Short Circuit porno. You know how he has, like, the circuit boards in his chest, but he can open it up? He opens it up, and you know what comes out.
You
titties.
That's not what I was actually thinking. I was thinking it was going to be more... A dick and balls, a robot dick and balls, you know?
Super robot dick and balls.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, maybe.
You rewired all your switches. No wonder you're malfunctioning.
Switches are my switches. Life, not malfunction. Not malfunction. I am alive.
No, you're.
See, we could make a good porno out of Short Circuit. That's good.
I think
it.
instead of malfunction, we'll say mouth function.
Yes, mouth function. Yep.
That's not a mouth function. Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is.
Zip.
Well, we have to re-alter your programming.
I'll show you how that mouth function. Shit.
Have you ever been with a girl that refused blowjobs? Like, just didn't ever want to give them?
Yeah.
At least two. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I don't know.
Thankfully, I never encountered that. You know,
like, got a pretty good long list of things.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I haven't been as with as many ladies is probably either of you, but I've got a decent track record. I think that's kind of a, I don't know.
Yeah, but when it's weird, like when it's like weird when that happens, it's just like, what, really?
I got it.
I mean, all right, I guess.
We won't say the person's name, but me and Ty know somebody who didn't like having vaginal intercourse, but was only blowjobs.
Okay.
Yeah. And for a while, I'm like, well, that's lame. I mean, it is lame, right? But I could.
I mean,
could I live with
imagine,
it?
Could I imagine live with it? So, all right. Because I doubt anybody. Well, maybe, I don't know, but yeah. So her shit was like,
you know, I'm talking about. Yeah.
She was literally like genetically too tight to have.
Yeah,
sex.
It was like a weird medical condition, right? Like she couldn't take a ween in there.
So she took like
you could
pills.
Take me.
She. God damn it, Mikey. But yeah, that was like, I don't know, man, but imagine, all right, so I'm not trying to picture her, but like, imagine a girl in that reference that, I mean, she's foregone the vag sex. That's like,
it's done now. Like she's like, that's never going to happen. She's come to like, understand that's never, childbirth is obviously out of the question as well, right? Like that would probably not be a thing. But
imagine a girl that is then perfecting the blowjob, like
her
like
skills,
that's her soul.
Yeah.
Skills.
Well,
I mean,
okay.
What if she was still like very greedy though, and wanted you to go down on her all the time?
It's okay. That's fine.
I mean,
but she didn't. She wasn't blowing nobody.
Oh well, then that's no. I mean,
yeah. This is a reciprocal action.
Okay, so welcome to my second long-term relationship. This girl was constantly like, you know, you should go down on me. And blowjobs were like a chore to like earn and receive.
Well, then it's not even enjoyable then.
I know, right?
Like you want it like, man, I want you to be like enthusiastic about it. Like, oh,
the way that Jennifer Aniston wanted Vince Vaughn to feel about the dishes is the way I want you to feel about giving blowjobs.
That reference you is should not anything I have any concept of, but I'll go with it. Sure.
Okay. So in there was a movie with Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston, and she tells Jennifer Aniston tells Vince Vaughn, I don't want to have to tell you to do the dishes. You should just want to do the dishes.
Yeah. And he's like, well, you should just want to suck the dick, you know, like a little bit like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'd say.
Okay. All right. Do you think that the girl, meet Ty, I'm not even specifically here. Well, yeah, her. This girl, she obviously had like a medical condition. Her vag.
Typhus.
Yeah. That's what it's called. That's the medical phrasing for it, right?
Very official.
Yeah. And so she did the blowjobs and a lot of them. But did she, do you know if she did like the butts?
Because
I would imagine after a certain point, I'm
I
like,
don't know.
Okay, I'm going to be with you.
Know.
I'm going to be with you forever. Can we at least try the butts, you know what I mean? Like, can we?
I feel like she should be butt stuff positive, but I don't know for sure.
What if
here's the problem?
All right, so no, hear me out here. I have taken turds bigger than my dick, right? so I would say that like her butthole must probably be looser if she has a regular diet. Than her vag. Her butthole probably bigger than her vag hole.
I mean, I would say that's a okay assumption, maybe.
I think
but,
so.
Well, what if genetically, because her vagina didn't grow big enough, her butt grew extra big.
Oh, so she's got a real
got
big
a
butt.
Real loose butthole.
Real loose butthole.
Super dumper.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, all right, well, that's play around with it. Let's see what we can do. Let's see how this goes. You know, I think I don't know. Feel like that's probably, you know, a good way to think about it. I
still like the idea of just thinking of a girl that set her sights on projecting or perfecting a blowjob. That's awesome.
You don't have to necessarily be a girl that can't
or
have,
whatever. Yeah,
you don't,
I don't care.
Yeah, you don't pursue necessarily that sex. Have to be a girl that has this, you know, vaginal, you know, tinnitus.
I don't think that's what they're calling it.
Segment one.
Vaginal tinnitus. To necessarily perfect the BJ, right? Like you can still just, you can be a regular horny girl and want to perfect. You know, it goes back to something I said over a couple of years ago. I was defending the term cocksucker, that we should stop using the term cocksucker as a negative. This should be a positive thing, right? We need to encourage this.
Cocksucking.
Right? Yes. Yes. Perfect the art. This is not a negative thing, you know. Like if I said to Ty, you know what I know about you? You're one hell of a pussy licker. I've heard that you are one hell of a pussy. Do you think there's like girls out there that like they're like with their girlfriends? They're like, you know what, Christina? She gives one hell of a dick suckings. You know, like
I would say probably.
I don't think
I'd
it's
say
that
nowadays
common.
With the level of crassness that I hear out of the younger generation. Yeah, I'm sure that there's some girl circle where they are complimenting each other on.
I have seen a porno like that before, but I don't know if it's like real, you know, like pornos. You know how that is.
Owen's like, I've seen them in my dreams where they exist.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
I've seen them there.
But. Is it real? Like, I don't know. Like, are they proud of it? Like, they walk around like, I'm the best cocksucker. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they brag
I'm sure
about
there are
it.
Some.
They brag about it. All right. That's cool. I mean, I'm just saying that's cool. Okay. Moving on. Because I got to get off this short circuit. I'll send you the link to the short circuit thing. Just you gotta put it full screen so you don't get all the double stuff, the doubles. You know, there's things going multiples like in on the side of mine. So I got to get rid of that, especially if I ever want to like share a video later. But, you know, that can't come up, you know, just accidentally. But short circuit, if you're looking for it, you know what's great, too? 44 likes, 0 dislikes on the porno site. You know, there's 44 people that were like, you know what? Great copy.
Awesome.
Great copy of this 1986 short circuit.
This is exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, I did come here for double vag, double anal. But, you know, short circuit will do. Short circuit will do. I changed my mind.
I hope there's some double anal in it, though. Just a little
quickly, double vag, double anal. What's the guy mechanic on that?
I mean, it's a joke thing, is it? I mean, I've seen it once. I mean,
it's possible.
I've seen double anal and I've seen double vaginal.
Yeah,
which and
also,
even then, like
the three either way is pretty easy, but four is pretty tough.
Yeah.
Like, there's like a lot of legs interlacing and everyone's gotta be, everyone's gotta have a power hog at that point.
Well, the four, it's a necessary thing. Three, yes. You can make work.
Right. Well, here's what I contend with this. If you're going double vag, double anal, you need two shorter dicks, two longer dicks, right? I think for the whole, like puzzle to work, like I feel like you need like kind of that
porno math.
Yeah, that's
what Owen just sounded like the main priest in The Exorcist. He's like, I need two shorter dicks and two longer dicks.
All your dicks will mingle in these assholes and vaginas. Blah.
So I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna sound like a huge dick because I got a gift in the mail this week.
What a dick. You're such a dick. You got a gift?
I thought Owen said he had AIDS. I was like, wow.
You got AIDS? You dick.
Laid it so casually. I was like, damn, man.
I was working on a nice like segue there. But I definitely, I feel kind of bad because I'm going to, bust on somebody here that gave me a gift, right? And I'll just say it. It's a friend of ours, our good friend Kyle Deuce from the Happy Deuce. Hour with Deuce and Ariel or whatever it's called now podcast.
Was it VHS porn?
It was not. It was just a bunch of pictures of wrestlers signed 8x10s that he had gotten offline that he had ordered like. He had ordered some of these autographs, right? And he'd gotten doubles of them. He's like, oh, I know who would like this. My fellow wrestling buddy, Owen, right? He's like, so I'm going to send you these. They're certified autographs, what have you, right? So he's like, would you like
them? That sounds really sweet. Like what a nice person would do.
Yeah, it is. Very nice.
Did you tap con it into the wall yet?
No. I just got them today. I haven't had a chance to frame them and do that. That's a tomorrow thing, Ty. That's a tomorrow thing. Hang on. My camera's falling down there. One second. Yeah. Stack.
It's going to work.
Sorry about that. But no. So I get this and I couldn't. Help me just, I wish I could show this on the show, but it's basically all just like addresses, you got your return address, you got your mailing address. And so I had to share it with you. I had to share it with you guys in our group so that we could talk about it. But the state of the fucking package that this came in today of these.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great.
Help me. You guys describe it, please. I mean, you saw the pictures. You saw the pictures.
It's, yeah. I mean, it's pretty flat though, right? Like the envelope.
Yeah. It's like
multiple pieces
size
of a
manila envelope type thing, right? So
I think pieces of duct tape taped it together.
A lot of people might not know who this guy is, but he's an old friend. He's from Polk County. He's as Polk County as he gets, and whenever he even comments or types in our group, I always joke about him being illiterate. Well, now I have found proof that he is, in fact, probably he's definitely illiterate. I also did that, Mikey. That
I won't
funny.
Claim to have good handwriting, but it is pretty rough. Yeah. It's illiterate.
I mean, this is, I have like when I try, I have okay handwriting. I can have some sloppy chicken scratch, but when I'm sending out like a piece of mail, this is when I definitely try, or like I'm writing a check or something like that. You know what I mean? I'm going to at least do my best. This looks like.
How often do you do that shit? Because I feel like I never do it. Like, I had to sign some shit earlier today. I was like, fuck.
My landlord is, like, in his mid-80s, and that's the only way he accepts rent.
You have to send him a check?
So I send him a check every month.
Holy shit.
Yeah. In the mail, with a stamp, with a handwritten check every month.
Okay.
So I do it. I do it a fair amount. You saw this picture. Describe the man's chicken scratch, please. Like
I will say it did look like maybe a third to second grader.
Yeah, this is not high school graduate level, right? This is not.
And I love you, Kyle.
It's great.
But the duct tape.
The duct tape is the best part.
Oh, yeah. The duct tape.
I didn't see. You said there's pizza grease? I didn't see.
Oh, yeah.
That,
but... There's pizza grease on the outside of the label. Like,
I must have missed that.
Yeah. If you look at the picture and zoom in on like the bottom third of it, you'll find a nice little splotch. See if you can spot that.
Oh, I can see it right here.
Yeah. You see the pizza grease?
Oh, right there in the front.
It's good stuff. Deuce, we love you.
And thank you.
We do love you.
Seriously, thank you for the gift. it pains me to give you a plug in this way, but here you go. Happy Hour with
Ariel and Deuce.
Ariel and Deuce. They send greasy, they send pizza greasy things to you.
I was going to say Kyle and Deuce.
They kindly send packages to their friends that they love.
What a generous couple of humans.
That look.
Yes.
God damn it. How drunk were you? Or how, like. One of these days, I'm going to get slaughtered and try and write. I'm gonna write an envelope, and I think I can do better than this. I'm pretty sure I can.
We should all do it. We should all get just absolutely wicked drunk
and see what our and do a penmanship test.
No, and just send Kyle Deuce gifts.
Oh, I'll be good. And he can judge who the best penmanship of all of us, who had the best penmanship. Do you think that Kyle Deuce knows what the word penmanship is, yet alone spell it?
Yeah.
No, he calls it writing.
Scribbles.
Scribbles. Yeah, might call it that. Could be.
Learned man hieroglyphs. Mm-hmm.
I have received text messages from this guy that, wow, it takes some deciphering sometimes. Like I think I know what you're talking. My friend, I call him the Mexican all the time. You know, on the show, he's from Uruguay. He's my good friend. I have him work on my car. My good friend, yep. Freddie. I can understand his text messages better than Kyle's from Polk County most of the time. My youngest nephew has sent me one before. That was more coherent. I should ask him, my youngest nephew, who is still in elementary school. I don't know what grade. I should ask him to send me a little thing of his, you know, handwriting. And I want to see if it's better or worse than this. How bad's your handwriting, Mike? Is your shit? I have a feeling yours is either. Yours is weird. I bet yours is good. I don't know. If I feel like yours might be good. Swallow your gummy before you talk, please. You're eating too many gummies.
It's Tic Tacs. They're just one calorie. I can't stop. So my penmanship is weird because I do that all caps writing.
I'm okay with that, really? Though. That's legible. That's legible, though. Do you write really small?
No, I mean, it's fairly normal size, but I also...
I write pretty small.
When I have to write... Most of what I write are, like, labels. So when I have to write, like, long sentences, it turns into this weird jumble of, like, caps and lowercase, and, like, it'll flow into, like, cursive and...
Oh,
like certain
flow.
Letters just kind of do cursive.
I don't really flow into cursive. If I would have to start something in cursive, and then I wouldn't go from like print into cursive. I might go from cursive into print. And what I will do, I've noticed, is I won't abide by the traditional laws of capitalization. Like I end up sometimes writing like the first letter of every word is caps, not necessarily like the whole thing. Like I can see myself doing that, but it will still be somewhat legible. Like, and what I like about his is it's like definitely not on a straight line, but it like, it takes like a hard, like right lean as he's writing from left to right. Like it's like, oh man, he dipped way hard to the right, but then he tries to correct it. So then it's a guy climbing down a mountain to go back up a mountain, if that makes any sense. So it's just like, it's like a squiggly do. Like, work of art. Like I almost want to, before I hang up any of these wrestling pictures he sent me, I almost want to hang that because it's so beautiful. And just like the pizza grease and the duct tape. It's a touch, man. It was a touch.
Epoxy it into a coffee table.
Oh, yeah.
We should do the three of us. We should do a penmanship test. We'll get a random sentence, right?
Oh,
and
God.
The three of us will know whose is who.
Am I supposed to try?
Yeah, we're supposed to try and write, and we'll do one in print and one in cursive of the same sentence, and we'll have the people vote as to who did best. And it'll be anonymous. It'll be like a one, two, or three. They'll have to guess. Do you think people could guess whose handwriting it was just from...
No, maybe. I don't think they'll be able to guess who did that. I think that's going to be a little.
Maybe
that would be difficult. Because I don't think any of us have just atrocious handwriting, right?
Sometimes I'm not going to give hints, though, if we're doing it.
No, we got to try our best. We got to try our very best to see who has, out of the three of us, the best. We'll do it, and we'll do it separate. Who has the best, what do you call it? Is it, it's script, right? If you just write, like...
Or print.
Print script would be that way. Yeah. And then we'll do one in cursive, and then they'll be completely separate. Who has the best print, and who has the best cursive, and we'll let the people decide. It's a fun game. Why not?
I think I'll do pretty well in the cursive, because we did a lot of, like, calligraphy and cursive in Gifted. But my print is not so great.
We'll do just a sentence, you know, for each one. And we both have to, what's a good sentence? Well, we'll have to come up with that. We'll have to come up with a good sentence. I want it to have a good amount of letters. And if we're doing cursive, I want to see all your Z's. I want to see your Q's. I want to see your Z's. I was always shit at Z's. You guys will probably win the cursive one. I'll probably fail the most on that one. But
I mean, my shit's all messy. Like, I do both for sure. In my normal, like, what I'm printing, I definitely do both cursive and print.
Who do you think writes the most physically on paper out of the three of us with our jobs? Like, I already said I write a check and I write a letter every month, but.
Mike.
Yeah, I would imagine working in a kitchen. But those are probably like in a code, kind of real quick. You're not concentrating on penmanship as long as it's legible, right? I've seen a ticket from a kitchen. Most of the time they look like Kyle Deuce's handwriting, right? Like
what the fuck does that say?
But usually better, honestly, like, because it has to be legible for business to be done. So, I mean,
yeah.
That being said, the mail did get here. He told me when he sent it, by the way, and it did take way longer than it probably should have. So I'm wondering if that somebody really had to, like, you know, like.
That robot had to scan it like nine times. Yeah.
Like, that thing was held up for a while. But there we are. Oh, what is Francesco talking about? Who are these people? What is the chat room? Is anybody following the chat room? Oh, we're talking about chicken strat. All right. So SJ, he writes like shit, apparently. Francesco, how's your, I don't know how his handwriting is.
The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
No.
I like the sentence.
He makes a great point on this one, actually. A mood can influence in your writing. And that is true. Like, when you're like impassioned writing something, that can definitely affect it. Like, I find myself starting, if it's like a longer thing, like I'm writing a note, it starts off really good, but by the end, it's fucked. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, my hand's getting tired. Like, if it was like a page note, right? It starts off really nice, but then it's like, these are the apologies I have to write to my wife every once in a while, you know? Like,
I'm like, what the fuck are you writing?
Yeah, sometimes it's a really like nice heartfelt sentiment, you know? Sometimes, and I'm,
okay,
it'd be like, you know, half a page or something like that or whatever. But like, it's
I mean it. Like, I type all day. I barely ever write something out with a pen or a pencil anymore. I sometimes in D&D, but I still do a lot of that digitally.
I do it.
Dear Teresa, please forgive me for pissing in the hamper.
Again.
I was drunk again on the Budweiser. and I thought it was the toilet.
Get your blowjobs up, because
gosh, you guys are you have cameras in my house, because this is exactly what I'm writing. It's too close.
It's too close.
It's also a little bit like, yeah, get ready for them BJs tomorrow. I'm off. You're off. Let's do it. Then there'll be a bit about how I inevitably have broken something of hers. Don't worry, I'll clean the bathroom tomorrow. I peed on the floor. Like, it's
just leave it there. It's fine.
It's fine. Like, or it'll be like, don't use that towel. I used it to clean up the floor. We'll wash it tomorrow.
There's a lot of pee on it. Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't use that towel that's there.
Pooped in the shower. Wait till tomorrow to take one. I'll get it cleaned in the morning. XOXO.
I did it once. Okay. But it was a once.
Didn't we talk about it?
Yeah. It just slipped out, man. Like it just.
But you did the waffle stump, didn't you?
I think I had to.
The waffle stump.
I had to pull some of it out by hand.
Even grosser. Both gross.
Hot shower farts. I still say they smell the worst of all the farts. You're in the shower and you just, man, there's science behind it. That's a thing too. Guys, it's coming up on break here. For this segment, but
is it?
But before we go to break, I got really obsessed a couple weeks ago. We haven't done a show in a couple weeks, but I'm like, you know what? I'm really going to turn my life around. I've been taking, you know, a lot of classes while at work. I was going to ask you about this, guys. I'm getting certifications over here while I'm at work on the clock doing the thing. And you, Mikey, is someone in management. You, Ty, is just another employee. How do you guys feel about that? If you were, like, for you, Ty, an employee, if you're sitting next to a coworker, you're doing the same job, but he's, like, maybe sort of distracted doing something like this, do you get mad at that coworker? You, Mikey, is, like, someone who has to manage people. How are you feeling about me basically taking online courses on the company dime?
Are you doing your regular job to spec?
Yeah, flawlessly.
Flawlessly.
The only thing I'm probably not doing is talking to other extraneous coworkers I don't need to talk to anyway, because I've already got everything covered with my job. It would be the lack of glad handing and niceties are the only thing.
Glad handing?
Glad handing. Yeah. That's a term.
So you're saying.
And that term does always make me think of hand jobs, but it's not what it means. But that's not what the first time I heard glad handing, I thought it meant hand jobs, but then I meant, no, they're just like shaking hands and doing, like, you know what I mean?
And maybe a hand job too. I don't know.
I think it could go. Is glad handing? Glad handing goes both ways, I think. But you know what I mean. It's like the niceties. I'm not having amble chit chat with somebody who's not really doing anything anyway. You know, like I feel like I'm verified. I'm dignified, and I'm okay with doing my job as long as I'm doing my job and I'm taking my online course. It's not bothering anybody. I'm not sacrificing, like, I'm not front-facing, right, towards a client or towards a customer. And
just doing a little training.
And anytime that anything serious comes by, I can either pause or, you know, like, I can put that laptop down. Are you cool with that, Mike?
Oh, man. I mean, you make a lot of really good points. So, no, stop. What the fuck are you doing?
Really?
Yeah. Why are you doing all that? That's stuff you do on your time, Buster. This is This is quarry time.
But what if I can chop all, what if I'm in your kitchen and I got a, I found a little place like my laptop can just hang there, right? And I got one earbud in and I'm chopping all the onions. I'm
first of all, earbud, get the fuck out.
Oh, I can't have one, I can't have one earbud in your kitchen?
Not in my fucking kitchen, you cannot.
Well, it's no wonder you can't.
That's, and I'm being so serious about that.
No, not even one. You're a zero earbud guy.
There's my rule has always just been, if it's during if we are open, no. If we're closed, okay, and there are no more customers, sure. But also the first time I like call you or anything, or like say like, hey, all right,
so
Owen.
So if I can't have an earbud in during customer time, what if I had a thing while I'm cleaning? I got it on a screen where it's like I can see it. It's on my laptop. It's on a shelf. I'm cleaning the restaurant. The thing's closed. I'm doing prep for the next day, but I got my one earbud in and I'm learning. Are you mad at that?
Are you learning without my mentorship?
Yeah.
Fired.
Then, yeah, get the fuck out.
Fired.
I mean, okay, so... So that,
I didn't administer these lessons, Owen. How do you even know that they're correct?
Well, you never asked what the lesson was, too. Like, you never asked what the lesson was, right? Like, so would you be more mad if I'm learning, like, how to make vegan fried chicken on the internet from a YouTube show, right?
Yeah, way more mad.
or would you... I said these the wrong way for comedic effect. Or would you be more mad if I'm learning like audio skills? I'm working at your restaurant. Like, you're going to be a little bit like more
equivalently mad about both.
No, see, that's the thing. That's the difference.
Because you're learning. I hate
you
learning.
You don't want it on. Oh, you don't want it on any part. What if, Ty, you've got a coworker that's next to you and they're trying to learn something that's like, they're in law school part time, right? They're learning law. And you're there, yeah, and you're there sitting next to him. I mean, this could come in handy for you too, Ty, because you're an absolute delinquent that needs to get a hold of your legal affairs. But that aside, like, they're learning. Are you mad about they're learning and they're doing that, or are you mad about if they've got something on like in the background, you see it on their YouTube and it says, my coworker's a dick. How do I handle it? Right. And are you?
Ty, mind you, your call volume is going up because this guy is taking the bare minimum of calls.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the guy in the example more than the employee in most situations.
Okay, like, so you're with me. You're with me on this one.
I'm just saying, like,
I've just been doing it a lot.
There's stuff like at work. Like, I get distracted by a bunch of different shit, but I mean, I'm good at my job. The calls I take, I destroy. Like, my numbers are pretty good in most situations, right, but I do my best to professionally fuck off now, as much as I can.
Now, let me ask this back to Mike. Mike, say you catch your coworker. He's trying to hide it. He's trying to be super discreet. And he's only doing it in the times that you've allotted. Like, I know you hate learning, but he's had his earbud in while he's cleaning diligently and prepping for the next day. He's not abused the rule of the, you know, earbud in the kitchen during the shift while the restaurant's open. And then he's like, oh, he pulls out his phone. He's like, oh, I got to get the next episode. And you see as he pulls up the next episode and it says, how to make my restaurant manager as happy as possible. Are you still enforcing the rule? Or how to make my small restaurant better? Or how to get more revenue into my small restaurant? How to, you know, if he's watching something like that, are you still mad?
Well, first of all, if he's watching How to Make My Manager Happy, how dare he assume that I'm unhappy?
Oh, okay.
So first of all,
okay,
fuck him. He's fired.
All right.
Fired.
Because he's on his like perception of you. He should be. Yeah, that means he's not projecting. He's not paying attention to you.
Like, exactly.
Yeah. He's yeah.
He'd know that I am a joyful person.
Right.
I don't need his happiness.
And everything is perfect. And he's probably the only person letting it down.
Yeah. Number two, if he's out there reading books or like listening to some YouTube on how to make my vegan fried chicken business better. One, how does he understand it? One, he's a line cook.
He's reading a book. How dare him?
He's a line cook. I don't think he even understands the concepts that are coming at him.
Okay, let me ask.
You were a line cook at one time, weren't you, homie?
Better than that now. You see, he's not one of those plebs, one of those disgusting oil people.
Ty, you also seem to forget that every time they promote me, the moment they do, I turn my back on everyone who I just was co-workers and compatriots with.
Oh, yeah.
I immediately sell them out. Hey, real quick, now that I'm up in here in the upper echelon, here's all the rat shit that they're doing down at the bottom.
Mikey's
here it
shark.
Is, laying it out.
Oh, Mikey's, you're a shark in the water everywhere you go.
Yeah, bro. Why do you think that we get rid of, when I show up, all the problems stop? Because I was either A, in on all the problems.
I like to imagine Mikey. He walks in. He's just like, first day. Oh, he's like, oh, this new guy's here. He's going to come real run this kitchen. And oh, man, I've heard he's a real stickler. He's going to whip us. And then he just walks in toothpick in his mouth for sure. And it's almost like the saloon door opens. Yeah, aviators, toothpick in his mouth.
I don't take them off either. I wear them most of the shift.
Well, like it's that look of the fog behind him as he opens the door, but it's actually just all the vape smoke that is behind him. So that happens. The lighting's there. He's in the restaurant, and it's a whole shakedown. He's like, you over there. I see you. Where's your AirPod case? First things first, we're going to put that in that AirPod case.
Yeah.
And we're going to close it tight. And that AirPod case is going to go into your back pocket. Therefore, you don't get to sit comfortably either the rest of the day. It will not come out of that pocket. You will not get to sit comfortably on that ass, because this, my friend,
is a standing
listening job, you see?
Yeah. Now that I'm here, guys, mouths closed, eyes open.
Mike, what would you do if you caught one of your line cooks out there on his break reading Shakespeare?
Well, first of all, I'd tell him, why are we wasting time with that dead motherfucker?
I thought you were saying
he's not teaching you anything new.
You'd probably have to report him to the cops, right?
Well, does seem slightly communist. At least in my kitchen, we don't tolerate communism.
Shakespeare communist? I don't know that Shakespeare is Shakespeare communist.
Well,
I never put that together. I don't know.
It lends itself to the communist idea.
Oh, of reading.
That he can be as good as the people around him when he can't.
Mm.
He's just a line cook.
Okay. So we'll leave with this, because it definitely relates, because I've, like, much like both of you, wanted to really establish, you know, career gains. And I felt like one of the ways that I could possibly do that was gain more respect. So I want to definitely look, you know, more mature. And I thought about, how could I do that? I'll get some glasses. What if the reason I haven't got promoted into things is because I don't have glasses?
Let me tell you about my 5-year plan.
Okay.
Glasses.
Owen, I will tell you.
So it, I did this.
It does.
You guys.
It does work, because anytime they would tell us that the corporate chefs were coming through, or the area supervisor, or occasionally like our CEO John Metz for Marlowe's would come through.
Okay.
I'd bring my glasses.
You'd
in.
Put them on, wouldn't you?
Put my fucking glasses on.
And they would be like, oh, this guy's a distinguished older guy, right? Like, so you'd get more respect. So I bought two pairs of fake glasses on Amazon. because I wanted to see how I'd look in said glasses. I think it'd be best if I took off my headphones so you could really see.
Here we go.
And I think and you'll
model them, Owen.
Yeah, model them. Trying to decide which pair I should go for. I think I'm gonna go for this pair to show you guys first. I think it's my it's my second. You know, it's only got two, so it's like it's my least of the two. But all right, here you go. Here you go. Just so you can see here.
All right, here we go with fake glasses.
All right,
fake glasses, Owen.
Number one.
Look at how distinguished he is. Is he a lesbian? He might be a lesbian.
Could be a lesbian. Definitely a real straight shooting hipster. Definitely on the bubble of some poli sci.
Owen's Owen's slightly patchy beard with his soft features makes me think trans individual.
Okay, could be. Don't know.
Transitioning. Hip trans.
Maybe. Just not quite growing in. It's actually just more like it's more blonde there, you know. But you know the there's so okay. So but on a scale of 1 to 10, a pretty like
you look good. At this, they're red, look, right? They're red frame.
They're I don't know what the term is, but they're kind of
brick.
Kind of like they're brownie. They're brownie, you know.
Red brown.
Yeah, they're a brown, you know, sort of thing. But I think I would gain a lot more respect wearing these than not wearing these. Right?
A little bit.
It's possible. All right, so second pair. And these are I think they might be Dahmer, but I'm not sure.
Oh, those are actually a little Dahmery.
Yeah, that says I'm an 80s film clerk.
I drive a weird van.
I think they're...
this also says that Owen is a local... busybody at the cards and comics shop.
I feel like I run a car wash.
You could.
I feel like I run a car wash. I'm mad a lot. I am stressed a lot. Like my tie is always slightly like undone at the end of the day.
Okay.
I feel like you take your family out for dinner on Friday, but it's mostly just you pounding beers and complaining about the idiots you work with.
Oh, mostly, yeah. they came up with these new things, Alice. Cubicles. They're putting me in one of these cubicles.
You're from the 80s and you do work in an office, but it's an office for a product that isn't a normal product.
I'm trying to sell the calculators to the people. All right.
Yeah.
The scientific method. The scientific method. No one's come up with these. No one's got the money, Alice. They're beautiful machines. They're beautiful machines. You can't get them with these sorts of paychecks. These people, these need them. The colleges. Imagine the money. The scientific TX 2003.
Oh, and you also look like you might be trying to give me the hard sell on a timeshare in 88.
Have you been to Port Charlotte, Florida? Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. You know as well as us as me, can't stand the winters. Down there, sun every day. Maybe one, 2 days every month. Get a little gray. Right back out, though, Charles. Charles, Chaz, mind if I call you that? Chuck, let me tell you.
Oh.
Let me tell you, Chuck. We got a whole deal. If you know what... Do you know what a timeshare is? Let me tell you. I know you look like the type of guy that's got a lot of friends. You got a lot of friends. What about if you and your friends all had a place to stay? Right? Right? So you get the 2-bed package down in Port Charlotte. Hell, let's get you up to a 4-bed, right? We get you in there. You're on the coast, you and your four friends splitting the cost. Anytime you want to go, you book the time. See, that's what it is. It's you share the time, Chuck. Chaz. Chaz. Genius. You mind if I call you that, Chaz? It's pretty good, right? That's
pretty good. Yeah. I will say I like that you use Chuck because that's what we used to call my little brother when he would start acting up. My mom would call him Chuck instead of his. It wasn't like he was in trouble. It's like he was acting like a dummy.
That's not even his name, though.
His name is Charles.
Brother's name was Tony.
Yeah, he goes by his middle name and he shortens it.
Oh, you can't.
His middle name's Anthony.
I'm going to start calling him Chaz. Hey, Chaz.
Start calling him Chaz.
Hey, Chaz. What's up?
DJ Chazzy Jeff.
Yeah, Chaz. Sit. All right. Now, we take a break now. You guys want to take a break? Because I got to piss like a racehorse. You know what I mean?
Chaz would tell you the degree of how much his piss is weighing on him.
Well, that's it. I mean, we already made the deal on the timeshare. We need to get going. Take the piss.
When Chaz takes a piss, it's like 5 minutes and he gets maybe one little whoop.
Yep.
Little baby drops.
You know, maybe I'll get a couple of these beers in me, celebrate the sale. My commish, I got a whole, for the day, the week total, $182, new record here. Yeah.
But in the 80s, like almost $200 was probably like kind of swank.
It was probably like a $500 a week, right?
$200 back then.
Probably about that. Right?
Doing okay.
Yeah. It's gotta be somewhere in that general vicinity, but. Oh boy. Yeah, I gotta pee. I gotta get it out of there. You know, you know what they say. Better out than in. Yeah.
Drain that main vein.
Oh yeah. Let's get some Parisian. What is this? Nope, don't like it. We need some better tunes.
Bossa Nova.
That's pretty groovy. I can deal with that. That's good pissing music. Stay tuned. Everybody, seriously, stay tuned. We are doing more Oda Radio Show. If you're listening live, just give us about 10-15 minutes. We will be back with more show on twitch.tv/ONRS live. Patreon.com/ONRS. If you do have the kindness in your heart to donate an extra buck or two. And now you know, get in the timeshare biz. You get in there, make a lot of money. We can do that. We can offer you some time in our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/ONRS. If you're listening on the podcast, just stay tuned for your second dose of your ONRS Radio Show on your podcast feeds. I've been doing some work to the YouTube channel. You can get podcasts up there now as well if you'd like. And ono.media is a thing that's like I'm going to do some more work on. So there, that's a thing. 407-906-6466 if you want to leave us a voicemail. And maybe I'll open up the phone lines for Ono 2.0.
Open the lines.
Guys, anything I missed? I think I got it all. I think I got most of
it. No, you promoted it good, baby.
All right, man. Well, what do we say when we get out of here for the first segment, boys?
Oh, you gotta go fuck your dreams over here.
Fuck your dreams. By the time shit. Fuck up.